question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Mary and I so do appreciate having you here with us today. We're back and ready to go with our G-Block segment of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we're looking forward to speaking with Andrew Zimmern as we all travel the world from your own kitchen. And this segment of RM World Travel is sponsored by our friends at Travel Pro Luggage.
It is. So many of us are dreaming, maybe even beginning to plan where we hope to be traveling at some point. Regardless whether your trip will be by car, plane, rail, or even a bus, don't knock that bus travel. Whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the Max Light Series that Rudy enjoys, or something from any of their other collections, one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
Certainly is, and Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. With Mother's Day coming up on May 10th, Father's Day not too far off on June 21st, maybe you know someone graduating from high school or college. Check out TravelPro.com for all their product lines and specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, food and travel are frequently synonymous. I think all of you hearing my voice can recall a great food experience from past travels. I'm thinking of one right now. Holding for us on that show hotline is Chef Andrew Zimmern. We've invited him to share some insight into the current state of restaurants and the hospitality industry, and also to share a favorite recipe of his that's going to allow you to travel the world from your own kitchen today.
Hello, Andrew. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment of the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Great to have you back on the program. So listen, the impact of the coronavirus has had, you know, a really significant impact on the hospitality business and restaurants, and it's going to continue to, obviously. But I want to focus on something positive to start off with and get your thoughts on it. What I love about being an entrepreneur is it makes you resourceful and adaptable. And we're seeing that play out with so many restaurants reinventing themselves as local fresh food markets, staple grocery outlets, and really becoming adept at takeout and delivery. So let's say a typical restaurant out there will have about a third to maybe 50% fewer tables for the foreseeable future. If they can pick up maybe 30% or so of their business from takeout, delivery, or doing these other things that I just mentioned, do you think it's possible for, you know, more restaurants to survive this upside-down world that we're all navigating through?
No, I don't. Some will survive. I just don't think there's enough room for supermarkets. I mean, we already have so many places that we're buying food. And in big cities that have really dense residential communities, like New York City, I think you'll find more success with it. But in cities where everyone drives and isn't necessarily packed into one downtown area, think of Los Angeles, think of, well, here where I live in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, restaurants struggle to get people to drive by the 20 other restaurants in the supermarket on the way to them to begin with. I think that the idea entrepreneurially of diversifying the amount of time during the day that you ring your cash register is certainly the mechanism for survival. I teach that as part of what I do at Babson College. So if you're able to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and if you then take what was a section of your dining room and turn it into a to-go foods area, and you rearrange your kitchen so that you can do meals in the restaurant, supply the to-go area serving prepared foods out front, and do catering and to-go business out the back door, well, I think you've got a pretty good shot at it. The problem is, who has the money to do that? Who's able to open up in a recession with having just gotten kicked in the shorts like all the restaurants have for the last, 5-6 weeks and for the next 5-6 weeks? And who's going to be able to afford to do that? I'm not convinced that very many people will. I think that folks that try to predict the future beyond that are whistling into the wind. I'm devastated by the lack of federal protections for the independent restaurant industry, and my fear is that if we don't substantively backstop restaurants with rent protections, forgiveness of trust taxes, for a 12 to 18 month period, we're going to lose 75% of all our restaurants, independent restaurants in America, and they will not reopen.
Andrew,
I am convinced of that.
I want to ask you about the restoring of consumer confidence in restaurants, which I think is also a really important piece here. You raised some really good insights into that piece. But do you anticipate that we're going to see new protocols in the industry?
Without a doubt. I know that restaurant industries and statewide restaurant associations and citywide coalitions all over the country are already talking to their mayors and their governors with very restrictive measures upon opening, because restaurant people understand that to gain the consumer confidence, we need to go slow and assuredly and not turn ourselves into a hotspot of the coronavirus mm-hmm. or some other illness because of measures not taken. If we roll out low and slow and we get federal and state dollars to backstop us for 12 to 18 months, then we can rebuild consumer confidence and eventually get back to having that fun time
right.
where restaurants are filled with people.
Right.
I think we all want to be there. Absolutely.
Together. Yeah, where we
I
all.
I would like to think that the one thing that's not going to change is that at some point in the future, we are going to reclaim the lifestyle of gathering. I don't think we have to doom ourselves to a future where no one sits cheek by jowl at the ballpark or movie theater or restaurant with other folks.
Right.
But that's going to take, you know, testing, contact tracing.
Well, there are so many chapters ahead for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I agree.
This is a 12 to 18
month
process.
Exactly.
And the people who don't think so are fooling themselves.
All right, so let's get to, before we run out of time, I want to get to a little bit of fun here. So another reason we wanted you to join us today, and we appreciate it, is for this segment that we created, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. So we all know you from all of your TV shows. This is radio. You can't see them, but hopefully we have at least a million listeners tuned in today around the country while we're all sheltering in place. What do you have for our listeners in terms of an easy, fun recipe they can make in their own kitchen?
Oh, this is my favorite and my family's favorite. It's called Auflauf. It means essentially from Middle German, get out. And it's one of those classic baked pancakes that you cook in a very hot preheated pan, flour, butter, and eggs, and lots of it, ladle it into that hot pan, very well greased, and stick it into that super hot oven. And you watch the middle bubble and cook, and then through the window, you can see it start to climb the sides 4, 5, 6 inches high. When it's all brown and crusty on the outside and you almost think it can't take it anymore, pull it from the oven, slide it onto a plate, and you have a soft crepe-like pancake on the bottom, and then up the sides, these wonderful crispy sweet sides. And then you can fill it with anything. My son always wanted, like, chocolate chips and whipped cream. I used to
well,
put berries
great.
And
berries,
toasted almonds and a little bit of sweetened clotted cream, maybe a drizzle of syrup, whatever your family's favorite thing is. I actually, now in my old age, the way that I like it the best is I make a brown sugar and butter mixture, and I get mm-hmm. it really soft, and I throw that in there and keep it super simple, almost like a great crepe, and some fruit. I just love this dessert for its simplicity.
All right.
But for
family. Well, this is terrific. Yeah. And you know what? Actually, we have the recipe we're looking at right now that was just shared with us. We're going to put that on our social media channels, so folks, you can go there.
Find it on our social.
Andrew, yeah. I mean, listen, hopefully the entire country right now will be having this for their Sunday breakfast after hearing the show today. That would be terrific.
We could only hope. Thank you so much. It's great to join you.
Well, we really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Our best to you and your family, okay?
And to you as well.
Take care, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, just hit the release on Andrew. Nice to catch up with him for sure.
What a fabulous recipe, this German-style pancake.
You're looking at
we'll be eating
tomorrow
this on
we'll be
Sunday. So Andrew says the key is to get that pan really hot.
Yeah, and all those ingredients. So folks, go to rmworldtravel.com. You can click over to our social media sites and all of that. You know, and a couple of things that I really, unfortunately, we just didn't have time to get to. But I want you to think about this. If we were looking 60 or 90 days out from right now, what's going to happen when patrons are coughing in a restaurant, you know, or dining area? Others are going to think it's perhaps the coronavirus. You know, people, what if they're leaving these face masks on tables? What are we going to do then in restaurants?
Yeah, okay? There's a lot to come.
Customers returning food. You know, you get get something that you didn't want? Can you send it back to the kitchen or not? There's a lot for us to talk about. I know next week in this series, we're looking to have either Thomas Keller or Guy Fieri. So we'll hopefully everybody will tune in and you'll be able to hear that. And we're going to continue this going on forward, because who does not want to travel the world from your own kitchen? Right now, it's time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. There's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stick around. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.